Third and 10. Oh, it's a bad snap. Breeze picks it up, and he's buried by the captain at the 23. New center, bad snap, punt.
Good evening, and welcome back to another edition of Everything Purple. I'm your host, Mike Wobshaw, coming to you from Xfinity Studios at Winter Park and coming to you with a big show. We here at Everything Purple are delivering the best content produced by the Vikings Entertainment Network over the week. We're going to give you some of the highlights. We started with a big play by Captain Munnerlyn. We have a big show ahead, and we're going to kick it off with more Captain Munnerlyn as he talks about last week's game against the Saints, this week's game against the Falcons, growing up in Mobile, Alabama, and more. Take a listen. Welcome back to another edition of the Wobcast. I'm your host, Mike Wobshaw, in Xfinity Studios at Winter Park, and with a special guest. Our guest today is Vikings cornerback Captain Munnerlyn. Off to a solid start in his Vikings career, and a guy, Captain, I think you probably thought you were getting away from the NFC South when you signed with the Vikings, but we're going to have our second consecutive game against an NFC South opponent, so no one better to have on the show to preview the game than you, because you're familiar with these guys.
Oh, yeah, definitely familiar with these guys. You know, last week we played the Saints, now we're playing the Falcons. You know, I played those guys twice a year for 5 years, so I kind of know these guys and know what they like to do and know their schemes and everything, so I'm excited for it.
We don't want to get be too controversial here and get ourselves in trouble, but, you know, you're here, so we have to talk about the play last week against Drew Brees and the Saints and the unnecessary roughness call. Now, the call notwithstanding, you know, I think it was third and long. It was third down. And yes, anytime you can get off the field against the Saints or really anyone in the NFL, you got to try and do it. And we weren't able to get off the field on that play because of the penalty, and the Saints capitalized. I mean, third downs, getting off the field, super important for you guys, isn't it?
Oh, yeah, definitely, man. Especially playing a caliber offense as we just got finished playing to win New Orleans Saints, you have to get off the field. You got to get that rest and get your offense the ball as soon as possible. And, man, the penalty, I really didn't think it was a great call at all. I watched the film and I keep replaying and trying to see what could I did better, you know, what could I did better, what I did wrong. And I really didn't see nothing wrong with the hit, like I said, but at the end of the day, they called it. And I feel like I cost my team, man, cost my team the game because it was 13-9 going into the fourth quarter. And, you know, you never know what's going to happen, man. I feel like we could have, you know, went out there and scored a touchdown, but we stayed on the field. Defense got a little tired, and they made plays.
Isn't it amazing the line is so thin between winning and losing? Even, you know, that was an 11-point game for us, and the week before, the score looked lopsided, but you watch back the film of the Patriots game, one or two plays go the other way and you win the game. It's amazing how thin that line is between winning and losing, isn't it?
Oh, yeah, it's definitely amazing. My high school coach used to always tell us, the team, when I was in high school all the time, you know, the window of winning a game is four or five plays.
Yep.
It's going to take four or five plays to win that game. So when that plays come, try to, you know, capitalize on it or try not to make any mistakes. So that's the crucial points of games, man. It's only four or five plays out of, you know, 70 plays a game. And you just got to capitalize, keep your head on, and go out there and make plays.
Yeah, we were talking earlier. You mentioned your high school football days. You grew up in Mobile, Alabama.
Yes.
Okay, so we played in New Orleans. Now, Mobile and New Orleans, not too far apart, so I would imagine you had a few people at the game Sunday, huh?
Oh, yeah, definitely had a lot of people at the game. Yeah. I had 32 tickets to get, man. Yeah. You know, a lot of people wanted to see Captain Munnerlyn play against, you know, New Orleans. And, you know, I got the tickets for those guys. I was excited just to see family and friends and just go out there and compete and go out there and do the game, the job that I love to do, and just compete and have fun.
I get the chance to go to Mobile every year for the Senior Bowl.
Oh, yeah.
Covering that for the website.
Great seafood, man.
And it is great seafood, and the people down there are very hospitable. Is that a big football region, Mobile, Alabama, and that part of the state and that part of the country?
Oh, yeah, definitely. It's on the upcoming, man. We got a lot of players, you know, coming out of Mobile, man. You got Julio Jones, me, you got Jimmy Ward. You got a couple more guys, Nick Fairley, man. You got a lot of guys out there just, you know, trying to make a difference in the state of Mobile, in the city of Mobile, man. And we're just going out here and just, you know, playing football, trying to get better each and every year.
Another city not too far from there is Atlanta, but Atlanta is coming here.
Oh, yeah.
On the Sunday. Now, you have a lot of interceptions in your career, Captain.
Yeah.
And we're going to see a bunch more of them, but there is a guy you've never intercepted.
Matt Ryan. Matty Ice.
Yeah, you've never gotten him. Now would be a great time for that, don't you think?
Oh, yeah, definitely. You know, I really haven't had a chance to get my hands on any balls this year yet.
Because no one's thrown at you.
Yeah, I haven't had no passes thrown my way, you know, that many times. I think only three the whole year, you know. But, you know, it'll be a perfect time to get an interception, man, just to show, you know, Viking fans and the organization, you know, this is why they brought me here, to make plays. So I'm a competitive guy. You know, I'm going to watch film on them and go out there, and I'm really going to try to get me an interception. They throw the ball my way this week. I got to make a difference in the game, man. That's by making plays.
Yeah, you know, you go to a lot of meetings during the week, right? You go to team meetings. You go to defensive meetings. You go to defensive backs meetings, I'm sure. But when you're studying on your own, or when you're thinking to yourself, or when you bring the iPad home, what are some things that you study on tape to prepare just yourself on an individual level for a game?
Oh, I look at, you know, receivers. You know, the coaches do a great job of breaking down all the receivers. They have, like this week, they have Roddy White, Julio Jones, all in a folder. Mm-hmm. And we can go look at their routes and the passes they caught this year. And I think this is an amazing thing that they do. So it gives you the tips, and it's easy to study those guys. So on my own, I just look at their release, how they get off press coverage, you know, how they run their routes. Do they change speeds, or do they inside release when they run a dig route? Do they outside release to run a vertical route? So I look at different things like that, man, to try to get a tip, so when the formation come in the game, it's a whole lot easier, so I can jump the route or go out there and make plays. So film study is a big part of the NFL, man. If you don't study film, you know, you're not gonna make that many plays. But if you study film and put yourself in the right position, you will make a whole lot of plays
in
this league.
You also know that Julio Jones is doing the same thing on you.
Oh, yeah.
Right? So,
oh, yeah.
So that, you know, you have to focus on that during the week of practice, too, so you're not giving anything away.
Oh, yeah. You always got to switch it up on those guys, man. I'm sure he's going to come out and they're going to switch it up on us. They're not going to do the same exact thing that they always do. And you try to just switch it up on them because, you know, if you show your hand, they be like, oh, man, I know what Captain like to do in this situation. Yeah. So I just try not to show my hand all the time. Try to switch it up on them and go out there and compete.
If you watched the Falcons' last game, whether on tape or on TV, you probably have nightmares at night with the way their offense performed.
Yeah,
that's a high-flying, high-octane attack, isn't it?
Oh, yeah, definitely, man. They was rolling against Tampa Bay, man. They had a great game. They came out and made plays and moved the ball very well. We just got to go out there and execute the game plan. I know Coach Zim and the coaching staff is going to have us ready to play.
Yeah.
You know, we lost the last two games, so it's time for a must-win in my eyes. You know, I hate losing, and I don't want to lose no more. So we're going to go out there, and we're going to try to get this must-win.
You're not used to losing. You guys had some great teams in Carolina, made the playoffs a bunch of times. Here in Minnesota, you know, I think the word rebuilding is used, and people look at that negatively. But, you know, we have 8 new starters on defense. You're one of them this year compared to last year. But really, the rebuilding process seems to be happening really quickly. I mean, you didn't give up a touchdown in St. Louis. You know, you had a lot of bad field position against New England, gave up a 1-yard touchdown drive. Beyond that, you just gave up one other touchdown.
Yes.
And then you really bowed up against the Saints after giving up 2 early scores. You forced 4 straight punts. And we outscored the Saints 9-7 after those 2 scores. So it seems like you guys are picking up on Coach Zimmer's defense pretty quickly. It's not perfect, but it's been pretty good so far, right?
Oh, yeah, definitely been pretty good. But at the same time, man, we want to be perfect.
Right.
You know you can't be perfect, but you're going to make mistakes here and there. But we want to get close to perfect as we can. And Coach Zim, man, he's doing a great job with us, man, defensively. He got us running to the ball. He got us, you know, blitzing. He got us doing a whole bunch of different stuff, man. And I'm loving it, man. And everybody's saying the rebuilding is rebuilding. Well, I don't like using rebuilding at all because I want to win. It's not about rebuilding. You know, I don't care if we go out there and go 8-8. I don't want to be 8-8. You know, if 8-8 get us to the playoffs, I'm with it.
Yeah.
But if it don't, man, I want to be, you know, the 10-6. I want to be 11-5 or 12-4. So, you know, we still got all our goals ahead of us, man. We're only 3 games in. You know, we got 13 more games to go. So we got a lot of football left. And I'm excited, man. I'm excited to be on this team because I see how hard we work. You know, and with all this other stuff going on and off the field, we just going out there and working, man, and trying to win football games. At the end of the day, that's all it's about, winning football games.
A guy that you play with is Xavier Rhodes. This is his second year with us. It's your first year with us, but I'm sure you've gotten to know him quite well. You know, for Xavier, we know he's got talent. He's a first-round pick. We can see that he has talent. What do you think is the next step for Xavier to get to that next level in his career?
Oh, man, I think it's just taking this game to the next level, you know, getting in the film room harder, you know, studying a little bit more, getting the concept down, route concepts down, and just taking this game to the next level. You know, getting on to Coach Gray, man. Coach Gray is a great defensive back coach.
Yeah.
Man, it's crazy. Like, I'd be on the sideline with him, and, you know, he know the things that he know. And he sit there and he tell you, man, this route is coming. And with this formation and stuff, I'd be like, man, this is amazing.
He's in the film room too.
Yes. I was like, man, he's like, man, Cap, man, I study more film than y'all guys do. Yeah. You know, while y'all at home, you know, with your family and this and that, I'm here at the stadium. So I put in a lot of work. So would y'all listen to me? I was like, Coach, I'm getting under you. I'm going to listen. Because when you say dig route coming, I want to make that play. I want to jump that route. And I want to, you know, I'm going to get the credit for it. But I'm going to sit there like, man, my coach, he really know what he's talking about. Yeah. So it's about trusting each other, man. Nick Zay, he's going to be a great player, man. He's just got to, you know, study more and get in the film room and get on his Coach Gray.
When you're an established veteran like you are, you know, you're playing for a great coach in Jerry Gray and Mike Zimmer and their technicians, and they want things done this exact way every time, right? But you're a veteran and you know your way around the NFL, so I'm sure you have the instinct to freelance from time to time, and that's sometimes how the biggest plays are made. Is that a battle that you have to kind of work through in your mind to try and, you know, go with your instincts but also be a coachable player, right?
Oh, yeah, it's definitely, man. Sometimes I'm out there and I was like, man, I know this coming and I want to do it this way. But what would Coach Zim say? Would Coach Zim like for me to do it this way? No. So I'm going to try to do it the Coach Zim way. You know, it's all about being a team player. So I got to be a team player, man. So I just try to go out there and do it the Coach Zim way, man. And go out there and try to make plays. But from time to time, you know, I do get stuck in my ways a little bit. But like, man, if I make this play, he won't say nothing.
Right.
But, yeah, you know, he do. You know, I made the play. He was like, well, that was a great play. But you should do it this way.
Right,
and, you know, you could have made it a whole lot easier. So, you know, man, I'm a coachable guy, man. And I just sit back and be real coachable and try to go out there and make plays the Coach Zim way.
Yeah. I'm sure it's a battle that you have to go through in your mind. Are you a talkative player out on the field? You're talkative around the facility, on the airplane, on the bus. I know that. Are you talkative during games?
Yeah, I'm definitely talkative, man. I think everybody know that. Everybody know that about me, man. I'm going to go out there. I'm going to talk. I'm going to, give the checks, the calls. And, you know, if I see a formation, you know, warn the guys, hey, they like to do this, they like to do that. And, you know, on the field, you know, if a guy say something to me, I'm going to say something back to him. And, you know, I'm going to try to get the last word.
Yeah. You glad you're here in Minnesota?
I'm so glad I'm here, man. I got great fans, man, great teammates, and you know Jasper Brinkley, my college roommate's
right
here. So
that's,
hey,
right,
I'm excited just to be here, man.
What do you do in your free time if you don't have any football to worry about? Let's say like today's Tuesday, it's
yes,
Players' Day off. When you you come in here and get your body right and you study, but when you got some free time, what do you like to do?
Oh, I like to relax, man. I like to relax, look at film, man. I'm doing the season. I'm a film junkie.
Yeah.
I'm a film junkie. I always try to get that extra edge. So I'm trying to get the extra edge on my opponent and go out here and make plays, man. Like I said, they brought me here for a reason. They brought me here to make plays. They didn't bring me here, you know, to sit and have fun and, you know, lag around, man.
Yeah.
They brought me here to, you know, make plays. So on Tuesdays, man, that's what I do.
You got a touchdown dance ready for your first Vikings touchdown?
Yeah, I think I got one ready. I'm ready for it. Hopefully I can pull it out this weekend.
That'd be good.
Yeah, it'd be
this
great
time.
This
would be a great
time
for your
great
first
timing.
Interception on Matt Ryan,
yes,
your first touchdown as a Viking.
Yes.
Should we do
man.
It?
Yes, I'm ready for it.
All right, and then when you do, we'll have you back so you can tell us all about it.
All right, maybe all right, I can man. Do it on camera then.
Yeah, we can get you on camera next time, all right? Thanks,
oh,
Captain.
Yeah.
Appreciate
right,
it, man.
Thanks for having me.
There he is, Captain Munnerlyn, a big-time player for the Vikings. Hopefully he can make some big-time plays this Sunday against the Falcons, a team he's quite familiar with after playing for the Panthers for so many seasons and battling the Falcons twice per year. Would be a great time for him to get his first interception as a Viking and maybe even his first touchdown. All right, we're up against a break, but first, remember, you can join host Mike Musman along with Vikings center John Sullivan for Vikings Country this Thursday at 6 p.m. at the American Legion in Chanhassen. You could win great prizes, including a trip to the Miller Lite Touchdown in the Tropics in Cancun. Visit Vikings.com/Vikings Country for more information. And for more show, we encourage you to stick with us because you're going to hear from Harrison Smith, Cordero Patterson mentioned in pick six, plus much more. That's all coming up after this. Please don't leave.
Breeze accepting the Jonathan Goodwin snap. Hand off Pierre Thomas around the left side. Great pursuit by the Vikings. They got him! Harrison Smith got him before he got to the first down. Harry the Hitman.
Welcome back to Everything Purple. I'm your host, Mike Wobshaw from the Vikings Entertainment Network. Lots of good stuff still to go. We're excited to show you all that Vikings Entertainment Network produced over the last week. But first, some excitement surrounding the new stadium. The excitement is building for the Vikings' new stadium opening in 2016. It's a new home for your Minnesota Vikings, a new beginning and new opportunities for our fans. Start your Vikings legacy today by visiting VikingsLegacy.com. One exciting defender for the Minnesota Vikings is safety Harrison Smith, known as a big hitting defender. He was featured in a recent segment on Vikings Beyond the Gridiron. Take a listen.
A football team is a family. 53 players joining for a common goal, sticking together through the highs and lows, and staying focused as one unit. New head coach Mike Zimmer preaches the importance of banding together. And for one Viking, that is an easy task.
I think when you can trust the person next to you, it makes playing that much easier. You know, if you know, so-and-so's gonna do the job, they gotta be able to count on me to do my job as well. And it just keeps everybody accountable and keeps us having fun out there on the field.
Family is an important word for Harrison Smith, who has a close bond between he and his three siblings.
I mean, for the most part, I grew up in Knoxville, Tennessee. Nothing too crazy, you know, played outside a lot. Two brothers and a sister. We were always outside playing, doing something. So we always had a good time, got along well. Still close with all of them. So anytime I can get home and hang out with those guys or see them, go visit them, I always try to.
Sticking together is something he learned at a young age from his parents, who were constantly there for Smith and his siblings to provide that guiding force in life.
I mean, they're both hardworking individuals. People I try to model myself after. You know, they're always there for us, always, you know, going the extra mile for us. Kind of along with the recruiting and stuff like that, we didn't really have anybody in charge of sending out film or recruiting, so my dad made all my highlight tapes, did all that, sent it out. So that's something that, you know, he was busy with a full-time job working day and night, and then he'd come home and do that. So just things like that that you kind of take for granted until you get older and see how much time they put into their kids and just how helpful they are in raising us.
His parents must have been doing things right, as Harrison Smith has turned into quite the person on and off the field. Not only is Harrison active in the community, but the third-year safety is primed for a breakout year as one of the best safeties in the game.
To me, I think, you know, I see it, but I want Harrison to see it also. And I talk to the guys about goals. Well, what's your goals for this year? What are you trying to do? Are you just trying to make the team? You're trying to be the best player in the league, you know, at your position? You know, I'm always talking to them consistently about that so they could understand, don't sell yourself short because you got a lot of opportunities this year. You know, you're playing against a lot of great quarterbacks, which you got to step up your game. And, you know, we got another big one this week.
The Knoxville native started off 2014 on quite the note Sunday in St. Louis with an interception, returned for 81 yards for a touchdown. His smart and aggressive playing style is an ideal fit for the new-look Vikings defense under head coach Mike Zimmer.
Yeah, you know, it's a great scheme for the whole defense, you know, especially our type of guys. We're hungry guys, very versatile. A lot of guys can do different things. Guys up front getting after it. And we're just, you know, trying to feed off each other and like I said, make plays when we can.
It depends on what we put them in. And if you're being treated and done the right way so you can use your talent, of course it is. Do I get a chance to go make plays? That's really what football players want. And then this system here gives them a chance to make a lot of plays.
From growing up in a close family to playing in a tight-knit family for the Minnesota Vikings, being there for each other is something Harrison Smith has seen his entire life. He feels blessed to have both special parts in his life, and the Vikings couldn't be happier to have Smith a part of their family.
Oh, he's an aggressive player. You know, Harrison is gonna take chances. I can tell you he's not gonna miss any tackles. Great person to have behind you.
I love Harrison for being back there with me.
A weekly segment on Vikings.com is Pick 6, 6 fan-submitted questions answered by me. This week, we addressed Vikings injuries, Cordarrelle Patterson getting more involved in the running game, and Touchdown Teddy. Welcome back to another edition of the Pick 6. I'm your host, Mike Wobschall, coming to you from Xfinity Studios at Winter Park and coming to you with 6 questions from you guys. Let's get right to them. The first one comes from Doug in Watertown, South Dakota. Why have the Vikings not used Joe Banyard since Adrian Peterson has been gone? I completely understand the frustration with the Vikings running game. For the last 2 games, our long rush in each game came from a quarterback. We don't want that trend to continue. We need our running backs to start becoming explosive gainers on the ground. I think that can happen, but what has to happen is not a bunch of drastic changes and switching from one guy to the next. What has to happen is more reps. Our offensive line, our fullback Jerome Felton, they need more reps. Matt Asiata, he needs more reps. They all need more reps together as a group, and then I think that running game will get clicking on all cylinders. Certainly Joe Banyard can become a part of that rotation, but I expect Matt Asiata to be the guy for the short term, at least going forward. Our next question comes from Greg in Duluth.
What happened to giving the ball to Cordero Patterson on jet sweeps and wide receiver screens? I think Greg is referring to what the Vikings did in week one with Cordero, where they ran a couple of jet sweeps, both for 20 plus yards, and then of course they pitched it to him and Cordero went 60 plus yards for a touchdown. You can't do that all the time. You have to do a lot of different things with your players so you don't become predictable, but I do agree with Greg. I think going forward, you can expect to see a few more carries for Cordero because maybe that can help get the Vikings running game going. Our next question comes from Allen in Oklahoma City. Do you think all the early season injuries are going to cost the Vikings so many games that they won't be able to come back from it? Injuries are certainly a concern right now for the Vikings. Matt Cassel went down, Kyle Rudolph is injured, Chad Greenway is injured, Brandon Fusco might be hurt, but that's what happens in the NFL. You have to be able to recover from those injuries. Here's the good news. The Vikings have a young roster and they have lots of talented players waiting for opportunities. Let's think about Gerald Hodges at linebacker. He has a chance to step up and make some plays. Maybe the Vikings can bring Trace Ford up at tight end from the practice squad. He'll have a chance to make some plays. And how can we not be excited about Teddy Bridgewater getting an opportunity as a young player to make some plays and start his career? So no, I don't think the injuries are too much for the Vikings to overcome. I expect those young players to step up and help us win games. Our last question comes from Ezekiel. Do you believe Teddy Bridgewater can lead the Vikings to victory over the Falcons and possibly to a winning record down the road? I know he can. That's why the Vikings took him with a first round pick. Teddy Bridgewater has tremendous arm talent. Go back and look at his first throw of the game against the Saints. He was pressured, he had defenders at his feet. Great arm talent, threw a long pass to Greg Jennings, a 10-yard out that traveled about 30 yards in the air. You don't find that kind of talent just walking around the street. Teddy Bridgewater, very talented, very composed. He's a first-round pick. I think he has all the tools to help the Vikings win games, and he can do it right now. That's it for this week's edition of the Pick 6, but we'll be back next week, so please do not forget to submit your questions to the email address at the bottom of your screen, and don't forget kickoff this Sunday, not at noon. It's at 3:25. Vikings and Falcons from TCF Bank Stadium at 3:25. You can catch the game all across the Vikings radio network where our buddies Paul Allen, Pete Bursich, and Greg Coleman will have the call. That's it for this week's edition of the Pick 6.
That'll do it for tonight's show. On behalf of producer Grant Ridpath, KFAN, and the Fan Radio Network, I'm host Mike Wapshaw. Thanks for listening to Everything Purple. We wish you a good night and leave you on a good note.
High formation behind Bridgewater, goes play action, straight drop, Teddy protected sweetly, pass left, caught, Jennings wide open at the 35-yard line far side, and he falls ahead to the 40-yard line. A 30-yard connection, Bridgewater to Greg Jennings, and a Minnesota Vikings first down. That is the longest pass completion of Teddy Bridgewater's young career.